Ура! Я выиграл! Ха-ха-ха-ха! Так тебе! Понял? Ха! Я лучший игрок! Майсэмми!
Юрий, туда!
Closer to cracking this. Right. Bring him in.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean she's not coming? I have a backyard full of these little girls who are counting on a visit from a fairy princess. Listen, I don't want a refund. I want the fairy princess. Please, please, I'm begging you. You know what? I hope that you can sleep at night, you crusher of little girls' dreams.
Any minute now.
Yay!
Stall them.
Like the twinkling sounds of magical fairy dust.
It's a fairy princess! She's coming!
Look!
Because my house is made of candy,
And sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
How come you have...
Okay, time for cake.
Yay! Oof. Thank you, Grootinkerbell. You're the best fairy princess ever.
You are welcome, little girl.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Hey there, Gru, Mr. Life of the Party.
Hello, Jillian.
So, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but my friend Natalie is recently single, and...
No, no, no. Get off the limb right now. No limb.
Oh, come on. She's a riot. She sings karaoke. She has a lot of free time. Looks aren't that important to her.
No, Jills, that is not happening. Seriously, I'm fine.
Okay, fine. Forget Natalie. How about my cousin Linda?
No.
Oh, I know someone whose husband just died.
I'm sorry. I did not see you there. Or there. Kyle, no, do not do your business on the petunia.
Here you go, those are Fred's. Go crazy.
Good boy.
Mr. Gru?
Well, I did, what, yes?
Hi, Agent Lucy Wilde of the ABL. Oh, whoops. Sorry. You're going to have to come with me.
Oh, sorry. I freeze!
You know, you really should announce your weapons after you fire them, Mr. Gru. For example... Get out! Lipstick taser! Oh, it works so good.
Thank you.
Where are... Whoa, what's this like? Pins and needles.
Good afternoon, Mr. Groove.
Yeah.
I apologize for our methods in getting you here.
I don't. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. I am not going to lie. I enjoyed that. Every second of it gave me a bit of a buzz, actually.
That's enough, Agent Wilde.
Sorry.
Okay, this is bogus. I don't know who you people think you are, but...
We are the Anti-Villain League, an ultra-secret organization dedicated to fighting crime on a global scale. Rob a bank? We're not interested. Kill someone? Not our deal. But you want to melt the polar ice caps? Or vaporize Mount Fuji? Or even steal the moon? Then we notice.
First of all, you got no proof that I did that. Second, after I did do that, I put it back.
We're well aware of that, Mr. Gru. That's why we brought you here. I am the League's director, Silas Ramsbottom.
Bottom.
Hilarious. Agent Wilde.
Oh, me now? Recently, an entire top-secret lab disappeared from the Arctic Circle. Yeah, the entire lab. Just...
gone. Where did it go?
I don't care.
The lab was devoted to experiments involving PX-41, a transmutation serum. What is PX-41, you ask? It's pretty bad. Look.
Don't see that in bunnies.
As you can see, in the wrong hands, the PX-41 serum could be the most devastating weapon on Earth. Fortunately, it has a very distinct chemical footprint, and using the latest chem-tracking technology, we found traces of it in the Paradise Mall.
A mall.
Precisely. And we believe that one of these shop owners is a master criminal. And that's where you come in. As an ex-villain, you know how a villain thinks, how a villain acts.
The plan is to set you up undercover at a shop in the mall where hopefully you'll be able to...
Okay, I see where this is going with all the Mission Impossible stuff, but no, no. I'm a father now and a legitimate businessman. I am developing a line of delicious jams and jellies.
Jams and jellies.
Oh, attitude. Yes, right. So thanks, but no thanks. And here's a tip. Instead of tasing people and kidnapping them, maybe you should just give them a call. Good day, Mr. Sheepbutt.
Ramsbottom.
Oh, yeah, like that's any better.
I probably shouldn't be saying this, but your work as a villain was kind of amazing. So if you ever want to get back to doing something awesome, give us a call.
Guys, who get to bed?
Oh, sorry. So when you going on your date?
What?
Remember? Miss Gillian said she was arranging a date for you.
Yeah, well, she is a nut job and I'm not going on any date.
Why not? Are you scared? Hey, did you guys see the moon landing on TV?
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's so cool.
Yeah, and you know
Excuse
what?
Me.
I'm talking
Lisa.
To Billy.
Hey, Lisa, I was wondering if you...
Ew! Gru touched Lisa! Gru touched Lisa!
Ew!
Lisa's got Groody!
Scared? Of what? Women? No! That's bonkers! I just... I have no interest in going on a date. That's all. Case closed. I'm not scared of women or dates. Let's go to bed.
Good night, Edith. Good night, Marga. Whoa. Hold the horses. Who are you texting?
No one. Just my friend Avery.
Avery. Avery. Is it a girl's name or a boy's name?
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter unless it's a boy.
I know what makes you a boy.
Who you do?
Your bald head.
Oh, yes.
It's really smooth. Sometimes I stare at it and imagine a little chick popping out.
Good night, Agnes. Never get older.
Dr. Nefario?
I developed a new formula which allowed me to get every known kind of berry into one flavor of jelly.
That is good. I love the flavor of that.
It's horrible, isn't it?
No. Oh, we're making great progress. Here, try some of this.
Go back.
Whoa. Okay, just because everybody hates it doesn't mean it's not good.
Listen, Groot. There's something I've been meaning to talk to you about for some time now.
What? What's wrong?
I miss being evil. Sinister plots, large-scale crimes. It's what I live for. I mean, don't you think there's more to our future than jelly?
Well, I'm also considering a line of jams.
The thing is, Crew, I've had an offer of employment elsewhere.
Dr. Nefario, well, come on. You're kidding, right?
It's a great opportunity for me. Bigger lab, more evil, full dental.
Very well. Let us give you the proper send-off. Minions! The highest honor awarded to Dr. Nefario for your years of service, the 21 Fartgun Salute!
I counted 22. Farewell, my friend. This may take a while. Go about your business. I missed you already.
Yes, it's for his own good. Okay, we need to choose a picture.
No. Scary?
Weird.
Ah! What is that?
Good morning, girls. I have an announcement to make.
Hey, what celebrity do you look like?
Bruce Willis.
No.
Humpty Dumpty.
Ooh, Gollum.
Okay, what are you doing?
We're signing you up for online dating.
Oh, okay. What? No.
Oh, come on. It's fun.
And it's time for you to get out there.
No, stop. No one is ever getting out there, ever.
Oh.
Okay, now for the announcement. I have accepted a new job.
Whoa, really?
Yes, I have been recruited by a top secret agency to go undercover and save the world.
You're gonna be a spy?
That's right, baby. Crew's back in the game with gadgets and weapons and cool cars, the whole deal.
Awesome. Are you really gonna save the world?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Look up. Check out. Papa done?
Make my day. All right. Here is the cupcake recipe I got off the internet.
Sprinkle!
And don't go nuts with the sprinkles!
You got a little... Here, I'll get it. Oh, it's just spreading.
All right. I got it. I got it. Stop it!
Oh. I'll let you get it. Yeah, what you just saw there was a little something new I've been working on. It's a combination of a jujitsu, Krav Maga, Aztec warfare, and crumpin.
Okay, that's weird. Why are you here?
On assignment from Silas.
I'm your new partner.
Yay!
What? No, yay! Ramsbottom didn't say anything about a partner.
Well, seems that because of your checkered past, everyone else refused to work with you. But not me. I stepped up. And I'm new, so I kind of have to do what they tell me anyway.
Voila!
Do you know this guy?
Yes, he's one of my minions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have known. You're free to go.
So, what do we got? Who's on the list? Fire them at me.
First suspect, Hedda Blumentopf, proprietor of Mum's the Word Floral Shop.
No, not her.
Okay, moving on. Chuck Kinney, owner of Stuff-A-Bear. Ooh.
I don't think so.
Hello? Buenos dias, my friend. I am Eduardo Perez, owner of Salsa y Salsa restaurant across the mall. Now, open for breakfast. And you are?
Gru. And this is Lucy, and we are closed.
This is just gonna take un momento. I am throwing a big Cinco de Mayo party, and I am going to need 200 of your best cupcakes. Decorated with the Mexican flag. It looks something like this. What do you think?
Look away!
Anyway, I have to go. It's all settled. I pick him up next week. Have a good day. Come by if you get a chance, okay? And welcome to the mall family. El Macho.
What?
But it couldn't be.
What couldn't be?
That guy looks exactly like a villain named El Macho. From about 20 years ago. He was ruthless. He was dangerous. And as the name implies, very macho. He had a reputation for pulling off heists using only his bare hands. But sadly, like all the greats, El Macho was gone too soon. He died in the most macho way possible, riding a shark with 250 pounds of dynamite strapped to his chest into the mouth of an active volcano. It was glorious.
Yeah, sounds like El Macho's pretty dead.
They never found the body. Oh, no. All that was ever retrieved was a pile of singed chest hair. But that face, it has got to be El Macho.
Then what do you say you and I break into his restaurant tonight?
Yes, that's good. Because I'm telling you, if anybody in this place has the PX41 serum, it's him.
All right. Homework done, pajamas on, teeth brushed, time for bed.
What's the big hurry?
I have a lot of work to do.
Work? What kind of work?
Very important business. So hugs, kisses, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs, blah, 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 blah.
But you said you'd help me practice my part for the Mother's Day show.
Fine. Let me hear it, quickly.
She kisses my boo-boos. She braids my hair. My mother is beyond compare. We love you, mothers, everywhere.
Wow, that was something else. I really like the way you smiled at the end. Let's try this one more time, but a teensy bit less like a zombie, okay?
Okay. She kisses my boo-boos. She braids my hair.
Perfect, time to go.
I don't think I should do this.
Well, what do you mean? Why not?
I don't even have a mom.
Well, you don't need one to do the show. I mean, you did the Veterans Day pageant, and you haven't been in combat.
This is different.
Okay, well, then maybe you can just use your imagination.
You mean I pretend I have a mom?
Yes, right? You can do that, can't you?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Thanks, Gru.
Jerry, watch the girls for me, okay? Dave, Stuart, come this way with me. Come on. Come on!
Mm-hmm.
Hey, start that? Oh, watch it out. Mm-hmm. Una, two. Oka!
You're going down.
Wait, wait.
What? What are you doing?
I'm checking for laser beam alarm triggers.
It's a restaurant!
You never know what kind of booby traps this guy could have set. Huh? Come on.
There are no booby traps.
Ha! Booby! Little guy, you must be lost.
Some guard dog.
Oh, no, no, no. Get it off of me, get it off of me, get it off of me. Look at you.
Chicken. Hey, that polo is loco. No? Okay, let's go.
You getting anything?
No, not yet. But hey, maybe you can find something with these X-ray goggles.
Tell me. Ah! Ooh.
What's wrong? Something wrong?
Oh, that's an image I'll never get out of my brain. Ah. I knew it! Oh, the serum is in here!
Oh, then let's get it!
Oh, this is going to be good! Oh. What? It's mouth, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh. Somebody's going to die tonight. Pollito! What am I doing? Pollito, can you hear me? Who would do this to such a sweet little chicken? What?
Who's there?
Uh-oh.
You coming out, or am I gonna go in?
Huh?
Stop! Hey, hey!
want it. Come get it.
Hey, look who the opera. Ah, come quack.
Floyd Eaglesod.
Oh, okay.
See if you can get closer. Go, go.
All right. What the... Oh, no. That's not good.
Saving the world in a garbage can?
Funny.
Hey, there you are. Oh, who's this?
Lucy, these are my girls. Margot, Edith, and Agnes. Girls, Lucy. Lucy, girls.
Hello. Hi.
Are you single?
Oh, goodness.
I have an idea. Since Lucy and I have lots of work to do, why don't you girls go and explore the mall? Here is some money. Go buy some useless mall junk. Some headbands and...
Are you going to marry Lucy?
Are you out of your gourd? No. She just works with me.
Plus, you love her.
You love her. You love her. You really, really love her.
Okay, stop. She's a song of lies. You don't even like her. Now go have fun.
Almost forgot.
Yes.
Good luck saving the world. Bye.
Bye, Gru.
Kids, right? They're funny.
Those girls totally adore you. I bet you're a fun dad.
Huh. I am pretty fun.
Not if my wish was that I would get a lot of free coins.
Well,
was just going to get a cookie. Care to join me?
Sure. I'm Margo.
Will make a sound like this.
Meemaw, meemaw,
meemaw. Okay, meemaw. I get it.
Welcome to Eagle Hair Club. It's about time you showed up, Mr. Gru.
You know my name?
When someone moves into the mall who is follically challenged, I make it my business to know all about them. You are bald, and that is bad. There you go, my sweet.
I'm getting nothing so far.
I think you need to move around.
Well, this looks interesting. What is it?
I take it you're an art lover?
No serum.
Yeah, not so much. How about this impressive trinket?
I hardly call it a trinket, Mr. Gru.
Nothing.
The international...
Yeah, I don't care.
Hold on, I'm picking up something. Behind that wall!
And what do we have here?
These are my trial wigs. You should take one.
No, thanks. What's on the other side of the wall?
Inua, look at me! Focus!
Gru?
I promise that this wig will transform you from ugly to irresistible.
My girl has a boyfriend, and they're going on a date.
Date? Boyfriend? What?
Do not say that there. No.
And my dream is to one day play video games for a living.
Wow. You're so complicated.
Margo, what is going on here?
Oh, Gru, se llama Antonio, me llamo Margo.
Me llamo Llama Ding Dong, who cares? Let's go.
Kitty free on Tuesdays.
So good to see you again, mi compadre.
Oh, I see you have already met my father.
What the father?
See, look at this crazy small world we live in, eh? Come, sit. Let me get you something.
Oh, look at you.
Eh?
He likes me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pollito is usually very friendly. He had a rough night.
Well, we really should be going. Girls, come on.
That is a pity. Young love is beautiful, no?
No! You know, they're not in love. They hardly know each other.
You are right, Cabeza de Huevo. They must get to know each other better. Antonio, why don't you invite your girlfriend and her family to our Cinco de Mayo party?
No, I am...
Si!
Thank you.
Macho? Hadn't we eliminated him as a suspect after the whole salsa incident?
Yes, but there has been a new development, and I'm telling you, this is the guy. You need to arrest him immediately, and his deviously charming son. I'm pretty sure that the son is involved, too. The son, also. You've got to get the son. I think that the son is the mastermind. There's a look. There's a devilish look in his eyes, and I don't like it.
Yes, but I don't really see any evidence.
Evidence. I go with my gut, and my gut tells me that this guy is El Macho. Lock him up. Lock up the son. Don't forget about the son. The kid gives me the creeps.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
But on the less crazy side of things, Gru discovered traces of the serum at Eagle Hair Club.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you know who made that happen? Huh? This guy. Nailed it. Amazing, right?
No, I mean, sure, but it's not him. It is El Macho.
Mr. Gru, please.
No, it is him, and I will prove it.
Gru, come on. He really thinks it's El Macho. Can you tell?
Number of vacation days you guys get. I can't find anybody anymore.
Gru, it's still him. I've got good news.
I have my friend Shannon here with me. I was thinking you two could get some grub. You know, tear it up. See what happens.
Agnes, tell Jillian I'm not here.
Gru's not here.
Are you sure?
Yes, he just told me.
Mm-mm.
I mean, no, he didn't just tell me.
Agnes, where's Gru?
He's putting on lipstick. He's swatting up pies. He's shoving his head off. He's pooping?
I know you're in there, Gru. There's no way you're getting out of this.
I have to tell you, I was so nervous about tonight. I mean, there's just so many phonies out there.
Yes, I hear you.
So, do you work out?
Well...
I mean, obviously you don't. But would you consider it, huh? Physical fitness is very important to Shannon, as you can tell, right, huh?
Ah, I can tell.
Solid.
We are in the restaurant, you know.
Hi, takeout for Lucy?
Sure, just a sec.
Your accent is so exotic.
Well, thank you very much.
I know someone who can fix that for you, and you'll be talking normal in no time.
Whew, is it hot in here? Ooh. How's the food?
Wait a minute. Are you wearing a wig?
What? Oh, I don't think so.
I knew it. You're a phony. I hate phonies.
Oh, what? No, these locks are all mine.
No, they're not. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rip that thing off your head and show everyone what a bald-headed phony you are.
I don't think so, Miss Lady.
Hello? Hello? How do you...
Hey, Gru.
Hello, Lucy. How you doing?
Wow, looks like your date's out for the count. It's like she's been shot with a mild moose tranquilizer.
Yeah, I'm winking because that's what actually happened.
Scusi, what's happening here? She no like?
Oh, she's just,
Oh, see.
So will you take her home? You just officially had the worst date ever.
Oh, tell me about it.
Don't worry. It can only get better from here, right? But if it doesn't, you can always borrow my dart gun. I had to use it on one or two dates myself.
Yeah, you know, as far as dates go, I think I'm good with just the one.
Well, good night, partner. This was fun.
Yes, surprisingly, it was.
Oh, and, just between you and me, you look much better bald. See you tomorrow! It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
It was horrible.
Him.
Got who?
Floyd Eaglesong. Our agents located a secret room in his shop last night and discovered this. It's empty, but we found traces of the PX41 serum in it. He's our man, so somehow, in spite of your incompetence, we solved this one.
I was framed! You won't get away with this! Get your miss off of me! I am a legitimate businessman!
All right, so what now?
Well, now you're free to go back to your business. Jams and jellies. And it looks like Agent Wild will be transferring to our Australian branch.
Australia?
Yes. But thank you for everything. And by everything, of course, I mean nothing. Toodle-pip and cheerio, Mr. Gru.
Hey there.
Hey.
So, we got him.
Yay! That's great. And now you're going to Australia?
Well, it's not definite yet. Still figuring it out. Already been working on my accent. Wallaby, didgeridoo, Hugh Jackman. excited.
Great. Well, good luck.
Thanks. You too. Oh, here, I wanted to give you this.
Your lipstick taser?
Yeah, it's just a memento. Just, you know, from the first time we met.
Oh, thank you, Lucy.
Agent Biles?
Well, it looks like they need you, so...
Yeah, I better go. Bye, Gru.
Thank you.
What are you doing out here?
Remember when you said that I liked Lucy? Well, it turns out you're right.
Really?
Yes, but, well, she's moving away. I'm never going to see her again.
Is there anything I can do to help?
I don't think so, sweetheart.
Is there anything you could do?
Hello, Lucy. This is Gru. I know up to this point our relationship has been strictly professional, and you're leaving for Australia and all, but... Okay, here is the question. Would you like to go out on a date?
No.
Okay, that's not helping.
All right, here we go. For real this time.
I can do this.
Hello, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, okay.
There must be the standard 6 feet of space between you and boy. Especially this boy.
Ah, you are a funny man. There are no rules, senor. It's cinco de mayo. Come on, let's party mad.
Arriba!
Glad you could make it, mi compadre.
Hey, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing is wrong. I'm just chilling with the guac from my chip hat.
Group, please. I know that look all too well. It is the look of the broken heart.
How did you know?
Believe me, my friend. I too have spent many nights trying to drown my sorrows in guacamole.
You?
Yes. But we are survivors. There's much more to us than meets the eye. Enjoy the party.
Would you like some peanuts or pretzel?
That's a good joke.
I just did a boom boom.
I really need you to make a choice, hon. I choose Gru.
I choose Gru!
You have not lost your touch, my friend.
Aha! I knew it! You are El Macho!
That's right!
Nobody believed me! Oh, but I knew you were dead!
Of course not. I merely faked my death. But now, it's time for me to make a spectacular return to evil. Doctor, I think it's time we shall groove what we're up to here.
Dr. Nefario?
Nice to see you, Gru.
What? So this is your new job opportunity?
Absolutely. You're gonna like this.
Sorry, I had to borrow some of your minions, but it was for a worthy cause.
Oh, Kevin. Ugh.
No, he's not Kevin anymore. Now, he is an indestructible, mindless, killing machine! Just watch this. And here's the best part. I got an army of them! So, I will unleash them on the world! And if anyone tries to stop them, the city gets eaten! We can do it together.
Together?
Together! I have admired your work for years, amigo. Stealing the moon? Are you kidding? We would be unstoppable. Men like you, men like me, we should be ruling the world!
So, Arduin?
Woohoo! Yeah, probably.
Probably?
I mean, yes, yes, of course, yes. I just have a lot going on right now. I just need to get some things off my plate before we start taking over the world, that's all.
Excuse me?
No, forget it. 100% I am in. I think, what is, you hear that? I do. That's Agnes calling me from Antiport. Totally in.
You know what? I'm not so convinced that he is in.
A mí que me importa el dinero, a mí que me importa la fama. Aquí lo que importa es salud, familia, futuro, familia.
Jesus Christ, come on, move.
Oops, sorry.
We need to go home now. Where is Mark? Margo, come on.
Hey, what's wrong?
I hate boys.
Yes, they stink. Sorry, honey, we gotta go.
Pojito, what's the matter?
Oh, hey, Eduardo.
Lucia, I apologize. Pojito, he's usually not like this. The same thing happened the other day with Gru.
Oh, well, speaking of Gru, have you seen him? I really need to talk to him.
Yes, I think he's somewhere around here. You two are close, no?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, close. I wouldn't say we were close. Why did he say we were close? Did he say that?
It's more what he didn't say. For instance, he never mentioned that you were both working for the Anti-Villain League. You're coming with me.
Hey!
Crikey!
I pretty much knew it was him all along. So if anyone's cool, it's me.
Groove.
Well, Dr. Nefario.
El Matro's onto you. He knows you're working for the AVL. And he's got your partner.
Lucy? Well, that's impossible. She's on her way to Australia.
Nefario.
Sorry, gotta go.
He's got Lucy?
Not for long. Come on, we're getting her out of there.
Come on, let's finally put this horrible jelly to some good use.
Captured me!
I'm happy to create an evil army to destroy the world, but nobody messes with my family.
Thank you, Doctor. Now, let's go get the...
Hi.
You brought the girls?
Yes. Oh, was that wrong? What's happening to my minions? Gru?
You guys, take care of the rest of the minions. I'm going to find Lucy.
Let me show you.
Oh, hey, Gru. Turns out you were right about the whole El Macho thing, huh? Yay!
One push of this button, and I send that rocket straight into the same volcano where I faked my death. Only this time.
Is for real?
No!
Tally-ho!
We could have ruled the world together, Gru. But now, you're gonna die. Of your jelly guns.
Oh, this ain't a jelly gun, sunshine.
Don't worry about me, Gru. I'll be fine. I have survived lots worse than this. Okay, that's not entirely true. I'm actually kind of freaking out up here.
Don't worry. I will get you out of here. I really hate that chicken.
Red one? It's usually the red one!
Yes!
Gru!
houses. We may not get out of this alive. So, I need to ask you a question.
Better make it quick.
If I'd asked you out on a date, what would you have said?
Are you kidding me? Yes!
Jump!
Your arms to tread water, huh?
Michael!
They'll be back.
La bota. Salaki, Mato, Lina. La mani. Poti la nota, la ma qui régis, faut pas pousser la manie. And away, la carelle, il est oui, il est bien, ma colère. And away, la bâcle des poilus.
Kisses my boo-boos. She braids my hair. We love you mothers everywhere. And my new mom, Lucy, is beyond compare.
Aww.
Despicable me.